Hi there, empaths, artists, healers, intuitives, mystics, alchemists. I feel you. This is Rachel, host of Empath Entertainment. Welcome back. So this week we're talking about using your energy, your awareness and attunement to self to navigate life, decision-making, things like that. There have been times where I've noted when my energy was pulled back or I had a sense that something wasn't a right fit or match for me. And I kept getting the same message, but I kept ignoring it for whatever reason. There was a bit of cognitive dissonance, probably because of self-identity. We talked about that before. But most recently, this occurred when I was asked to do tarot readings. And yes, I say tarot. Some people want to correct me and say it's tarot. I say tarot. I worked in a metaphysical bookstore in New York City. And I heard that pronunciation a lot. And I just kind of took it on. It's the closest to the French pronunciation. And, you know, it's sort of how astrologers say Uranus instead of Uranus. So tarot started to sound really pedestrian to me. But, you know, it's all preference. So I really started to feel like if you said tarot, it meant you were kind of in the group. You were in the club. Secret code word. So I say tarot. But yeah, I was invited to do tarot readings at an expo in Burbank, California. And you may or may not know this about me, but I've had a dream of living in California since I would say somewhere in 2009. It hit me. I was like, I got the fever. I was like, I want to be there. And I would kind of get small opportunities and synchronicities that the stars were aligning to take me and that opportunities were opening. And it sort of kept pulling back time-wise. I couldn't really figure out why. And I guess here we are with social distancing and, you know, the financial struggles of the time, and it starts to make sense. But and this is part of the reason I just trust my energy field and the vortex I created for manifestation. It can see and sense further than me. And so I really do just trust at this point. I mean, I'm not perfect, of course. I still get impatient. I still get confused and I feel lost sometimes, but I definitely feel more solid. And I do feel like I have trusted methods and approaches to working things out for myself. And I really want to provide that for other people. So that's part of the reason I want to talk about this. So I was called to do this, right? I was acknowledged by a tarot reader on YouTube who has a pretty big following. And he recognized my talent and reached out to me and said, I'd love to have you at this event in Burbank. And then there was someone else who was supporting that event coming together and invited me to teach something. And so it was really working out. I felt really good about this opportunity. And then when it started to approach for the time for me to travel to go there, I started to feel my energy pulling away from it. Right? Normally, because I've been a stage performer, I've been a creator, a healer. Normally when something is coming up, my body, my system acknowledges it and prepares by amping up. I can feel the energy culminating and accumulating and it's getting ready, right? It's getting ready to execute. Well, in this particular situation, it was not. It was actually, I felt my energy, descending, leaving my body, pulling away from that opportunity. And I was getting a little disheartened because I really needed a lot of energy to sort of get the details lined up and all of the prep for the class I wanted to teach and to perform a lot of readings is going to require a lot of energy because it does take a lot of energy out of me. And I just couldn't figure out why I was getting a decrease in vitality when I thought about this event, a decrease. And I did sense this pulling back, this pulling away. And it turns out that, you know, the timing of this was that we were preparing just before COVID and the social distancing really occurred. And so what ended up happening was we heard the news that, you know, we were being asked to social distance and things like that. And I was thinking to myself, what is the best solution here for me and for, you know, the greatest good for everyone that I might encounter? Other people were saying, let's stay positive. Let's continue. Let's just plan to move forward and, you know, travel as anticipated, as planned. And what ended up happening was I tuned into my vortex, for guidance and action steps I should take. And I got the message loud and clear, cancel. I know it doesn't feel good, but you have to confront some fears around having a boundary or making a decision and disappointing people. And I hate that feeling, but I definitely got the guidance loud and clear. You're going to have to cancel. And they were still planning to move ahead with the event. They had sold tickets, whatever. But what ended up happening is the venue pulled out. Because there was regulations in Burbank and the surrounding area to close those larger venues. And so the event was canceled. And I realized after that I could really trust not only my vortex that I created for manifestation and healing with my mentor, but also that my energy is going to tell me, it's going to direct me. I can trust that. Here I thought there was something wrong with me. There was something wrong that my energy wasn't supporting this preparation to go do all these readings, teach this class, even prepare the class itself. I actually never really got around to doing that fully. And in hindsight, I see it was my energy telling me. Right? It was my energy field telling me. And sometimes people do use their body for divination, for, you know, I had a friend who showed me how to use your body as a pendulum, which was interesting. I mean, and she showed, like, ask what's yes and allow your body to just sort of move, right? You're standing in like this neutral posture. And, it's similar to kinesiology, if you're familiar with that, where there's muscle testing involved. And, so you would stand, ask a yes or no question, and then see how your body moved in response. Sometimes I do that with my ring finger and thumb. And I ask, show me yes, show me no. And I make decisions that way sometimes if I just need a decision in a pinch, only because I am more of an emotional decision maker. I need time. I need space to kind of work through it, work it out, process different scenarios and outcomes, and anticipate things. And that works out well for me when I'm able to do that. I know myself well enough to do that. Sometimes I need to make a decision in a pinch. It doesn't always come to me that clearly. I can't really feel my way through it. I don't have time to do that. I don't have the luxury of that. So I have to find a way to make a decision quick and just stick with it. So I'll find something like that that will help me. I usually use my body, and it's usually that thumb and ring finger. And I ask, show me yes. And if it's sort of, and I push them together, and if they sort of stay together, then I get that. I take that as a yes. And for a no, my ring finger usually slips off the thumb when I apply pressure to let me know that's a no. Might sound a little silly, but when you have to make a decision in a pinch, you just need some certainty and clarity. And then if you don't really agree with the answer you got, well, that's telling too. So it's a win-win. So interesting, all the ways you can sort of make decisions and get clarity. Tarot is one way people come to tarot and tarot readers for clarity and certainty in situations. And I used to offer readings as a service until I realized how draining it was for me. And I just had to trust that it wasn't the right match. And while I hesitated, because I felt like I had such incredible experiences collaborating with someone in a reading situation, and the cards were so amazing. But I realized this is just not something I can do consistently and feel good. So I had to turn that into a hobby, right? It's not something I could sustain. And in that sense, my energy was telling me as well. So are you listening to your energy? Are you listening to your vitality, your body? What's it telling you, right? Your body talking, what's it saying? Are you listening? There's powerful wisdom in that. And that's what I wanted to share today in that story about, canceling on the group, doing tarot readings. And I even, I guess you could say auditioned to do readings for this psychic line, because I thought that would be one way that I could make certain income. And they didn't accept me. I didn't get that job, and I thought that the readings were really good, really on point, and it didn't happen. And I started to realize that it was the vortex working out for me. Even though what I wanted didn't happen, it was for my best interest. It was for my best outcome. That's why we use resonance and vibration for manifestation and don't get attached to outcomes, right? Because we might think it needs to happen in this one specific way, or the outcome or target needs to show up in this one way. And then when it doesn't, we think it didn't work. Or we can't see the blessings that came, right? We get blindsided. And we have blinders on to the blessings and the opportunities that do show up when we get really attached to the one that we think we want. We think that's what's going to give us that emotional outcome, right? Or that happiness or fulfillment we're seeking. And many times we don't predict accurately, and it doesn't. And we lose hope and we lose faith in that those times. So we have to have trust that when we intend and we when we set those intentions and we work through the manifestation process, we're working with resonance, and we work with the feeling outcome, not what's going to happen outside of us in the real world. And working with my vortex, I often do that. Opportunities have come to me that were so, I didn't think they could possibly yield the emotional outcome or happiness or fulfillment that I was seeking, or the recognition, right, for my ego. But I went with it, and I said, I can always turn back. I can always change. I can always shift. I'll trust for now and go with it and just feel it out. And I have to say, in hindsight, because hindsight is 2020, my manifestation vortex has really never let me down. It's always guided me in the right direction, offered the right opportunities, and they're stepping stones, right? Because you're growing in your threshold to be able to sustain sustained success, sustained happiness for longer periods of time. That needs to be built up. It doesn't just happen overnight. You're training yourself, you're training your energy field, you're conditioning your expectations. And I do have the sense of certainty that I can trust in the process now. I can trust in the vortex. Looking back, there were times where I just didn't even feel it at all, didn't sense it. But I can definitely trust my energy to let me know. And then follow up. That's the important thing, right? The important thing is to follow through. If I'm getting the sign that this is just taking all of my energy and then it takes me a few days to recover, like those intuitive readings I was doing on my Urban Empath channel, I was doing card readings weekly, and then it went to bi-weekly, then it went to monthly, because it was really hard to sustain. I would feel really just zapped of all of my energy, and then it would take so much time to recover. I just couldn't do it anymore. And, you know, if I would have listened more quickly, I might have saved myself those times. But, you know, now I'll never forget. So in what ways is your energy, your vitality speaking to you, giving you guidance, letting you know, you know, it's taking me a lot of time to recover from this activity, or it's really not fulfilling me in the way I thought it would. And if we can take the should out of it, or shift the identity that we have around that, what kind of freedom would that open up for you? Right? For a long time, I thought I needed to do those readings because I could. I needed to do reading work because there were people that were being helped by it. But I was taking myself and my wellness out of the equation. But I'm a huge part of that equation. So you can't really do that, right? So in what areas of life can that be medicine for you? Your energy speaking to you and guiding you along the way. That's definitely one indicator of the right decisions, right? So I hope this was helpful today. If you need an energy healing session, look at urbanempath.com. I have some services there for you. And I love connecting with you. It's such a pleasure to connect with the audience and the listeners, and for you to reach out to me and let me know what you're going through. What are your specific needs? I'd love to create content around that and connect with you on a deeper level. All right, I'll see you in the next one. Have a beautiful week.